Just so you know, there's spoilers up ahead concerning Batman vs. Superman and Civil War. Okay, bye.
Welcome to, like, the fifth
podcast
in a year.
Woo! Anyways, four? I have a subject that we were definitely not talking about right before and decided to talk about this on a podcast. Wonder Woman in the Batman vs.
BVS.
Also known as...
Fucking terrible. Worst member of the Justice League.
She was great. She was useless in the movie because she didn't do anything till the end, but she was great.
Okay, here's my thing. She is the worst member of the Justice League. Name someone that does something better. Superman's got the strength. Batman's got the brains. Flash has got the speed. Aquaman's also got the strength, if you can consider water. Martian Manhunter is better than her in every way. The only person she really beats is Cyborg.
It's not about the power, man.
But she's so shitty.
It's not about the power with DC. It's about the struggles and, like, how they do
but
things.
But they don't do struggles. Marvel does struggles.
No, DC does struggles now.
Not nearly as well.
Not nearly as well. That's why, like, Batman's the only really good one. I'm just kidding. I like some other comics, but...
Flash is awesome.
I'm not a huge Flash comic fan.
I love the Flash.
Don't like the comics.
Okay, I haven't read too much of the comics, but I like the Flash. I've always liked
it. I like the TV show, so I'm a big fan.
No, I've actually liked the Flash for a long time before that, too. I thought the Flash...
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of the Flash because I watched Big Bang Theory.
Bazoomba! Bazooka! Zimbabwe!
Zimbabwe!
This is funny. This little knob looks like your dog's tail.
Yeah, it does.
Are you referring to the conductor chair knob?
The conductor chair knob.
By the way, I have a boxer for anyone that doesn't know, and her tail is like...
A little nub because they chopped it?
Yeah, you have to chop it off because they grow in awkward directions.
Really?
Yeah, they actually grow in awkward directions, so they break extremely easily.
Oh, that's right.
Later in life, and they're very bony. So their tails have to be...
Well, they can probably break it pretty easily if they, like, whipped it into a corner of a wall or something.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, because it breaks so easily, it grows funny and stuff, so what they do is they just cut it off at a young age so they don't remember it. So people that say, like, oh, you shouldn't do that, it's like, come on. Like, take circumcision, for example.
That's basically the cutting off a tail. You're right.
I mean, you don't cut it off.
Because my penis does grow in really awkward, like...
Yeah. And then I bang it against the wall and it breaks easily.
Yeah. If I get excited, it just starts like...
It just hurts.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bipolar Express podcast.
Going from Batman
to penis.
To smash your dick on the
genital mutilation.
It makes sense. Batman has a penis.
That's true, actually.
That's probably the worst.
He calls it
worst segue. The worst segue ever.
No, the worst segue is one that doesn't stay balanced. Look at that kid run. Those kids run.
Yeah, they're running over there. They're running pretty fast, seeing as we are on a train.
We are on the train.
I mean, they'd be running really fast if we were in a fucking car, too, Matt.
I've been to there. I've been to the church.
Is it true that... this is what I've heard, and it's spoilers. It's Martha makes them stop fighting.
Who?
Yes.
Someone says Martha.
Yes. Yeah.
Literally, they have this awesome... Okay, they build up the entire movie of Batman vs. Superman. Then the entire fight scene is about 2 minutes of Batman kicking Superman's ass, and then he's about to kill him, but it's because, by the way, this Batman kills people.
What? Yeah, just like in Frank Miller's comics.
Yeah,
and in the original comics, before they had the rule.
Well, he had a gun before, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a gun for a good while.
Shot the shit out of
him. He killed a lot of people.
In this one, he uses a gun, he blows people up. I don't like that much, but whatever.
I like it.
Well, isn't he just kind of like, fuck this, I'm done?
Yeah, that's because that's like in the Frank Miller comics, he was just... It's like, he shoots a gun in the head.
Yeah. Anyways,
not in the movie, though.
We have in the movie, he's about to kill Superman, and he's like, Martha, he's like, why did you say that?
He's like, why did you say that name? Why did you say that name?
And but the whole thing, he's like choking him, so he can't breathe or speak. He's like, why did you say that?
Okay,
he just has the kryptonite by him.
Also,
and he's just like, Martha.
Standing on his chest.
But actually, why is he saying Martha?
Because his mom's name, Superman's name is Martha.
But why is he saying Martha?
Lex Luthor has Martha in a...
But why did he say mom?
Because I don't know.
So, Bruce's mom is named Martha.
Plot hole.
He just kept repeating, Martha, 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 and not like, my mom.
Oh,
it had to be
I guess it's not his real mom, too, yeah. So
and then
I guess
Lois
that makes
Lane
sense.
Comes in, she's like, no, that's his mommy. My God.
And then he freaks out, and then, like, Batman, like, drops the staff that the super badass kryptonite staff thing, or spear that he made. And he's like,
we'll be friends.
Yeah.
Basically after that. And then he gets to his mom, and he's like, I'm a friend of your brother of your sons, and she's like,
I kind of figured the cage.
You should come over for dinner.
No, she doesn't say that. You fuck.
But no. But honestly, with the movie, there's this one point that really gets me the angriest. Okay, first of all, I don't want to say I hate this movie because I actually enjoyed it. It's a good
it's not
six,
a shitty movie, but
6 out of 10.
I'd say wait until it comes out on Blu-ray to watch it.
The thing is, there's this cut where they go away and then Doomsday comes up. Haha, I'm not spoiling anything. They spoil it in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doomsday comes up. He looks horrible. But then
he
all
looks
of
like
a sudden,
he looks like sexting while driving.
Stop it!
Oh!
I mean, while conducting.
Right. Yeah, while sorry. Conducting this train that we're right next to. Also, so anyways, Lois takes the staff, by the way, throws it into this, like, they're in this, like, abandoned building, and there's water. She throws it in this water, but then all of a sudden Doomsday comes up, and she's like, I need that staff. She's never been told that Doomsday is part Krypton, like, Kryptonian. She's never been told anything, but she's just like, oh, go get the staff.
I go get the staff, I need it now.
It doesn't make sense. All of a sudden, she's just like, I want that staff.
All of the worst shit in the movie could have been avoided if Lois Lane was not in the movie.
Really?
Take out Lois Lane, take out Wonder Woman, and you have a...
And then you have no vaginas.
Yeah. Well, because basically, like, at that, for that staff thing, she goes underwater after the fucking, like, ceiling collapse, and then she gets stuck drowning. Under, and then Superman leaves the battle because he hears her knocking and, like, saves her, and then Superman just goes to go fucking get the staff, basically drowns, she lifts him up, he feels better. She grabs the staff and tosses it again. And it's like, fuck you! Just leave it! Damn it!
A big problem for me is, too, is like, I get that they want to play Wonder Woman for all the SJWs out there. But, like, there's a point where, like, Doomsday's beating the ever-loving fuck out of Superman because he's absorbed a nuke at this point. So he is super strong. He's beating the fuck out of Superman. Wonder Woman just comes in with her shield and, like, starts cutting him up. Literally cuts off his hand and cuts into his legs pretty deep. It's like... Come on! No!
It's good. I like
There's
it.
Only one comic in which Wonder Woman beats Batman, and it's super SJW heavy. And then there's a ton, like, it's just like, don't play it up like that. You could make her a cool character without doing this shit, and they
but,
don't.
No, man, like, you, like, they do have to know that it is not an earthly sword that she has, so yeah, it could easily cut that shit.
But Doomsday would have stopped her. Doomsday, like, pulled
perhaps.
Punches on Wonder Woman, but, like, gave them full out to Superman.
No, he didn't pull any punches. She's, like, when you saw him punch her, she was, like, getting excited. Like, she's just fucking bloodlusting, and I love it.
I like that.
She wanted war. She wanted
she's
to
an
fucking
Amazon.
Fight this guy.
She's like, fuck yeah.
She's
yeah,
an Amazon.
Amazon.
But here's the thing. historically, Amazonians lose every fucking battle they're in.
Why not change it up?
Wonder Woman. Like,
I don't know, I don't like
it. I have no opinion because I haven't seen it.
Honestly, you should see it. I think you should see the extended edition when it comes out because there's a lot of fucking jump cuts and you have to know DC lore because some stuff in the movie makes zero sense unless you're like, oh yeah.
So
you have to read Batman vs. Superman Apocalypse, you have to read Batman vs. Superman.
Okay, this is a good segue into Civil War.
Okay.
Because I was sitting there, I haven't seen Captain America 1 and 2 and I felt so lost sometimes because I didn't.
Okay, yeah,
no
if you haven't seen the other ones, then yeah, you're gonna. Yeah,
but that's the thing; it didn't even feel like a Captain America movie. It felt like an Avengers movie.
Yeah, it's an Avengers. It should have been an.
It should have been
an.
That's why I was like, I thought the pacing in that movie was really weird.
I liked.
Is
I
that
I
just me
it was
though?
A great movie.
Yeah, I liked.
But it was
it.
Rushed. A lot of it was rushed.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
Especially only 20 minutes of fucking Spider-Man. There's a reason for that, but
I felt it was very rushed and weirdly paced. I still enjoyed it and had fun.
Do you think it's no? Trust me. Watch Batman vs Superman. They're exactly the same amount of length, and I checked my watch. Like 8 times during Batman versus.
See, I never checked my watch during Civil War because I was like, something good's gonna happen. I can't wait. Like, Spider-Man stole the show for me. Like, it was.
Yeah, and he was supposed to, like, they wanted him to be in more, but then Sony was like, no. So then they wrote all the funny stuff for Ant-Man, and then when they were given the rights, they had to add shit for Spider-Man, so that's why he's not in it much. And
but,
his lines aren't as funny as Ant-Man's.
Yeah, he had some pretty funny ones.
He had some decent ones, but
they're
Ant-Man
mostly,
was the best.
Yeah,
like, when he goes to Giant Man, he's like, oh!
Yeah, that was great.
He's super excited and pumped.
Overall,
I was so happy to see him.
Overall, I loved Civil War. I think.
Yeah, that was great.
Here's my thing, though. Batman vs. Superman suffered because it had too many characters. They were trying to add too many things.
Not even that.
Like,
it suffered
example,
because it had 5 stories
for example,
in it.
The Flash in it makes an appearance, and you have to understand the Flash.
Oh, does he? Is it the same guy from the show?
No, sadly it's not.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. They're using the Flash. So the Flash can run through time, in case you didn't know. He accesses the Speed Force, and he jumps through time.
Mm-hmm.
at one point, Batman has a vision, and the Flash comes, and he's like, you have to make sure, like, Lois is safe, and he's, like, jumping through time. If you didn't know the Flash could do that, you'd be so fucking lost. But my thing is, they added too many characters in this one. I know they're trying to go for the Dawn of Justice thing,
yeah.
But this was a Batman versus Superman movie, not the Dawn of Justice.
Well, that's the funny thing,
too. The Dawn of Justice.
Like, if you think about it, they, for, like, even the first Avengers movie, they spent, like, 5 years leading up to that movie.
Yeah.
Whereas Batman, it's like, they're all here now.
They're really trying to put out into
one. Well, no, it was just Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Rainer's really not giving it the credit it deserves.
Okay.
It's badly done as a thing, but there's not too many characters in it.
I thought there were too many, personally, but then I watched Civil War, and I actually wanted more characters, personally, for the Civil War, but I understand
that. I think it would have been really shitty.
They're trying to keep it small.
Yeah, I think there were enough in Civil War.
Where Civil War was really shitty with a lot of things. Like, Zemo did not need to fucking be there.
Which one's Zemo?
The main bad guy.
I didn't even know who the bad guy was in that movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I liked this for once. It was different.
Yeah.
That it wasn't... I really liked, for example, that it wasn't... there is a big bad. The bad guy was the idea of Tony Stark versus Captain America.
No, the big bad was Baron Zemo.
Yeah, but they didn't play like, that
yes,
up
fight.
To me.
Because they captured Winter Soldier and nothing would have happened, but he released him.
Yeah, to me, I really liked the idea that they... The bad guy was essentially
well, he was
just
manipulating
each other. Like, it wasn't like they're all trying to fight Ultron throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, that I like that idea. I just didn't know
who that guy was.
You just out there. He was like interrogating.
And if you watch, like, if you know the comics, like, you know who Baron Zemo is. It's, like, it makes sense. And there was a lot of sweet Easter eggs in there for comic book fans.
Oh, I bet.
It was amazing. But the whole, like, when they're like, there's more Winter Soldiers out there, and you're like, oh shit, and then he just kills them off right away, and it's like, what?
That was a lie.
Yeah.
That was
see,
a
they
and everyone's like,
it.
Oh, it's because that's how they got them to go to the other place. I'm like, I'm sure he could have done something else, like, I know the word to help Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to say Sputnik.
Yeah.
Sputnik knocks him out, and it's like, there you go.
Yeah, no, I would have liked if they would have been like, if they would have got there and they were empty.
Or if they were just not there. I didn't think they needed to be there. It was still
I don't think they needed to mention
I think it
would have
been cool if they because that was the idea is that there were more Winter Soldiers. I would have liked if when they got there they were empty and then Captain America could have been like, hey, like, you know. Also, fuck, we should probably say spoilers. We're not gonna spoil, I guess, the whole ending and like.
I'll put a thing before the podcast starts saying spoilers ahead.
I would have liked it if, like, you know, there's more Winter like the Winter Soldiers were out there, and then like Captain America could be like, Tony, I know, you know what happened, but we have to like work together now to stop these Winter Soldiers. He's like,
no, because see, that would have been the Batman versus Superman thing. There would have been too many stories.
But I would have liked if Tony was like, yeah, okay, I'll stop one right now, and then starts fighting the Winter Soldier.
Wouldn't have made sense.
Which movie do you prefer then?
I prefer Civil War a lot, yeah.
Which one do you think is cinematography-wise
War. By far. But I'm saying if they added that, it would have been pretty shitty. Like, they couldn't have added anything else in Civil War. It would have been worse if they added more, because they would have fallen to the fate of Batman vs. Superman. Because there's 5 comic book storylines in Batman vs. Superman.
I think Civil War is an 8 or 9 out of 10. And I think the Batman vs. Superman is a 6, personally.
And in the end... I think it's weird that it's a Captain America movie too, because he was wrong.
In the comics,
what?
In the comics, he's wrong
no,
too, but
wait,
he's not
fuck
wrong.
You, wait,
like,
you think
I think Iron Man was right.
No,
that's but that, no, that, that was
off.
The point of the
but
Civil War comic, though, and the movie. It's you decide who's right.
No, Captain America. No, but like, I want to know. Shut up. Why is Tony right?
It makes
Captain
sense
America?
For him to be right.
No, he's not.
I'm on Team Cap, but it makes sense for Tony to be right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I just America's don't see the big deal why Captain America can just be like, yeah, okay, I guess it makes sense. We cut a lot of some people.
Yeah, but
the
UN is dictated by countries, which means they have their own agendas, which means they will get.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes it'll be like, hey, there's children dying in this building. Don't go in there. If you go in there, we're going to hunt you down and put you in jail. It's like, no.
Yeah. Well, that's...
No, it makes... Like, it, Tony's side does make sense. Like,
Tony's side... Okay, yeah.
He had seen the mother of a child that he murdered himself.
Yes.
Obviously, he didn't kill the kid on purpose, but he did murder them.
I get that.
And he made Ultron. So, the whole thing is everyone that died in Sokovia, as much as he wants to blame everyone else, it's his fucking fault for making Ultron.
I get that.
He killed people.
No, I get that. And I get the idea. Trust me. I understand. I do see Tony's side. But I'm on side Cap. There's no way I can choose...
Team Cap that makes more sense in the comics. It made no sense in the movie to follow
Captain America. Because
he just kept getting kicked in the dirt. Winter Soldier killing Tony Stark's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that made no sense. That was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it just kept making you like, well, okay, now Cap, you're on the wrong side.
I didn't think that even in the movie. I still thought Cap, because I'm like, you know what? It wasn't his fault.
And no, it wasn't Bucky, but if someone did kill your parents and, like, you're trying... Tony, at first, just wanted Winter Soldier to be captured. He didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
And then Captain America's causing all this ruckus and doing all this shit. And he's like, look, I just want this to happen. And Captain America just keeps causing shit, more shit, more shit, more shit.
Eventually
Tony, it's like, oh, then he killed your parents,
Tony was mad at the thing, because Cap was, he's like, sign it. And Cap's like, no. And he's like, well, then stop helping people. And Cap's like, that's not gonna fucking happen. Yeah, he's also protecting Bucky, but it was kind of like a... You gotta sign this or you can't help people. And Cap was like, not gonna fucking happen. I'm gonna help people no matter what.
For me, the whole movie, I really just felt that Cap was like, you could see it on his face too, like, well, fuck, now Bucky's in trouble. And like, you knew about Winter Soldier killing my parents? Yeah, I knew. Why did you keep that to himself?
I don't know how he knew. That bothered me. How did he know that? Because I would have liked it if he was like, honestly, I didn't.
Because he was frozen when that was happening. Like, yeah. It makes no sense for him to know that.
I really would have preferred if he would have been like, I didn't know, Tony.
It would have made a lot more sense.
Tony could have been like, I don't believe you. And then like, fought, or I believe you, and then fought. It doesn't matter. Whatever he said would have made sense. Because it could have been awesome. It could have been a good fight scene.
Comment down below if you thought it would be a good fight scene.
It was like the fighting was amazing. It was choreographed amazingly and everything was perfect.
Yeah, the fighting was so good, man.
Black Panther was amazing.
Black Panther was so,
so cool.
Cool.
I like the vibranium suit. He's like, that's me vibranium. He's like, yeah, where you think it fucking comes from?
The thing I liked about it too, where there's a lot of people getting like hit by walls and flipping in the air.
Yeah.
You notice that? Like a lot of heads hitting things and a lot of bodies flailing in the air from being
thrown into a corner. I did like when Captain America was just like, you got heart, kid, to Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Especially because in the comics, Ben Parker's favorite superhero is Captain America.
Aw, that's cute. I like that.
So that's what he's like, hey Cap, big fan.
Yeah, it's like, where are you from? Queens, Brooklyn. That was so cool.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, and he tosses the building.
I also like when Bucky tries to punch him and Spider-Man's like, you got an LR.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
We don't really talk. Oh, sorry.
And the big thing about Marvel movies that really fucking sucks is that there's no, like, they release a TV spot every third fucking day for 2 months before the movie's out, and I watched them after the movie, and there was like there's a good hour of footage released from that movie, and I fucking hate that
really?
Movies do that.
I don't watch that.
I didn't watch any of the TV spots except for the Spider-Man ones. But then afterwards, I was like, wow, like they released all the footage, shit.
I don't watch that ever since DC like spoiled all of Batman vs Superman. That was actually the big one for me. Was DC
that one trailer
so
that had the
fucking
whole movie.
Trailers, and all of them had like the entire movie. I was like, I don't need to fucking see it. When I went to watch the movie, I actually knew everything that happened except for the ending. But I guess.
The ending I knew was going to happen was the red death of Superman.
Yeah, like it's...
Podcast question of the week. Do you think they released too much stuff in the trailers leading up to the movie? Tell us what you think. This has been Matt and...
Jimmy.
And Rainer.
And Jeremy.
You said Jeremy.
No, I said me.
Oh. And all off aboard.
Bye.
Bitches. Shit.